the semen by an oif. Since it's enough of a shechita just on one semen, it has less chiyus. Maybe a nekiv in the gageris would also make a treifim. Kamashma, no. Only a psuka sagageris in the con and the windpipe also has to be cut through halfway, more than halfway. What's going to be hikas sochuda al roshay? Let's say a chuda weasel bit into its head like. So it depends. Mokum shay sois a treifa. If it would have been a place that a nekiv went there, it would make a treifa in the yoif. So now that the chuda, the weasel, bit there, that also makes it like a nekiv, it's a treifa. And the Rashi speaks out, we're not talking about where it hit it with its claws, because that's called drusus of a chaluda, that the possum makes it makes the oif a treifa. Yes, I'm not that it uses claws, but it used its teeth. So the halacha of a nekiv. So it's a part of the head that if it would have been a nekiv, there'll be a treifa. The chud also makes it for treifa. Nekiv hakukuvan, that's a part of the stomach of the chicken, of an oif. If there's a hole there, that's also treifa. Nekiv hadaknam, the intestines has a hole in it, there's a treifa. Noflal ur, let's say the bird fell into fire. Now, v'nechmu b'nei meyeho, let's say its insides became burnt, or they became scorched, so it depends. In Yerikim, if they turn green, psulim, then it's posel. In Adumim, if they're red, then it's ksherim. As if the inside organs turn green, that's a sin that's a treifim. But if they stay red, then it's ksherim. Now, what's going to be dorsa? Let's say a man stepped over the bird, or else a trof or b'kaisol, a man threw it, knocked it against the wall, or else a sharitzasa, the hema, or else an animal trampled over it. And even after this happened, the bird is still moving around. And you waited 24 hours, and then then you made a shechita k'shera. Then we're not afraid for risik evorim. If you would have made a shechita right away, you'll be treifa. Now that you waited 24 hours and the bird is still moving, that's a sim and that's still k'shera. We're not afraid of a treifa. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel v'Levi Diyamu, they both say that Machnis Yodalefnim, person should put his hands inside. Rashi says, Befiv Shalos, let us put his hands through the mouth of the oif. In a case, Shenoshcho Chudabresh, in a case where the weasel bit into the head of the bird. So you want them to know whether it made a nekuva, did it make a nekev, like through the brains, through the mayach of the oif. So the answer is, put your hands inside the mouth of the bird, Ubaidik, and check it out, which means to say, press in there. And therefore, in the vats fates for Eilor, if like the mayach, the brains come through, so treifa. That's a proof to say that there was a nekev there in the krum, and therefore it's coming through, it's a treifa. But v'imlav, if it doesn't come through, even though you're pressing down there, ksheira, then we say it's kosher, we said it doesn't make a nekev. So Mari asks, why? Honichol amandiyam, it's good according to amandiyam we had before, demankev kroma titoi. If it's only a nekev, only a treifa, if there, we know there are two krums, two membranes over the mayach, so not only is enough to hit, you have to have neck of the top, you have to have neck of the bottom one also. So therefore, if the bottom one is not doesn't have a neck of, that's why it doesn't come through, therefore it's ksheira. But elu l'man diyom, according to Rambam, it says no. In kiviloi, it's enough just that the top membrane has a neck of. That makes it for treifa. Afagavdoli in kivtito, even though the bottom membrane does not have a neck of through it, and so now that you're pressed in above like the through the mouth of the chicken, you're pressing through, and no, nothing comes through the mayach. So what's the right to say that it's not a treifa? Nechesh, let's be afraid. Dilma may be a loy inkev, maybe the top membrane had a nekev in it, but titoy loy inkev, it's the bottom one that doesn't have a nekev, and that's why it's not coming through. So how do you say that it's a ksheira? Maybe it's a treifa still. Smar says yes. If it would have been true that the top membrane has a neck of has all through it, titoi, even the bottom membrane then, agav ruchache, since it's just a soft membrane, mifkapok, it would have broke through. So therefore, by your pressing down, not putting pressure there, nothing comes out through the head, that's a proof to say that there wasn't a neck of at all, not even on the top krum. Because if it would have been that the top krum has a neck of, and it's not, then it would have come through. Oma Ziri Ziri says, Ein Bidiko Luchuda, it's come out not shy to check out this chicken that was bit from a weasel. Why? Because the teeth are very small, therefore it's hard to check it out. And Rashi says that Pomin Shein Hamoich Yotzei Dei Dechifas Etzpa Dechayich, since the neck is so small, it could be that you pressing up and no brains come out because it's so small the hole, but really maybe it is a neck of there. So therefore you can't be bored, you can't test it out, you can't test it out. Samora says, even though the teeth are very thin, very small, so what? But the ma'isa, it makes a nekiv, and the ma'isa, then there's a hole there, that's some brains, the mer should have come through, and if nothing is coming through, that should be a good proof there's no nekiv. So my answer is, what I meant to say was, the teeth are very thin, but they're also slanty, it's not, it doesn't go straight in. Therefore, it's on a slant, so therefore when you press down, the meyach doesn't come out, because the hole is not straight across, it's slanty, so that's why the meyach doesn't come out. So therefore it's not possible to test it with this type of a bedika. Mor says, Ki solik lenadoi, when they went up, so when Ziri went up to Nadoi, Yisholach lo, lady sent back, message back, and he said that Dvorim Shemat Lefnechem, not what I said before you, was Toy Yisheim Biyo, they made a mistake. Because Baram Kach Omru, Mishmet Roshim Ben Lokish, this is what they say over here, in the name of Roshim Ben Lokish, that the Boidikin Lechud De Biyad, yes, he could check it out. Again, where bird was bit by a weasel, it's possible to check it out with your hands, put your hands inside the mouth and press up to see if anything comes through the Mayach. Avoloi B'misamer, but you cannot check it out, but not with a nail. As you can't stop, take a nail and go on top of the head to see if there's a neck of there or not. That's not a good bedika. For Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon says, yes, after misamer. You can even check it out with a nail. Rashi says, boidikin. And v'loi chashin, you're not afraid, v'dil me'iyu nokev lei. Beyond it, maybe now when he's checking it out with the nail, he himself right now will make a neck of. So no, we're not afraid. If you check it out and you find a neck of there, we have a right to say it was a trefa. So more says of a plukta to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Nehemiah. That chad the bodik biyoda, one said the only bedika to do is with your hands and that's all. So chad bodik b'machta, and one checked it out. No, with a needle, like we said, with a nail. Now man the bodik biyoda, the one that checked out this oif, again, that was hit, that was bit. By Yehudon, Omalah, he says, that Laman, the Bodek B'machta, to the one that's baking the Bedika on the outside of the skull, with the needle, he said to him, Ad Mosai Atta Mechalam Moinusha Yisrael, how long are you going to just eat up the money of Yisrael? In other words, the checking outside is not a good Bedika. Maybe there was no Nekiv there, and you're making a Nekiv now with your test, therefore just ruining the money of Yisrael. Therefore, that's not a good Eitzah. So the Mor says back, but Omalei, the other one said back, that man de bodik b'machta, the one that said no, you could check it out with a nail, with a needle. So he said, le man de bodik b'yoda, to the one that was b'makpid, b'davka, check it out with his hands, to stick his hands through the head. So he said to him, ad mosai ato ma'acho, li yisro nevelis, until how long are you going to let Christ leap nevelis? In other words, that's not a good etza, that maybe no mosai is coming through, but still it could be, it was a trefer. So you can't be samech on that padika. But the Mor says, nevelis, was shkuta si. What kind of nevela? Nevela means the animal dies by itself. Here, there was a shkuta done to it. Eli meant to say trefers. How long are you going to let Klaius lead trefers? Because you have to be afraid that shema nikov, kroim shomayach, that maybe there was a nekev in the kroim shomayach, just it doesn't come through. But Rashi says, mitoich sheshineh dakas v'akumais, Einor mit basfer, as I said before, that since the nails, or since the teeth of this weasel is very thin, and they're also crooked-like, they're slanty, therefore the hole is not straight, it's a slanty hole, therefore when you press up, the meyach doesn't come through. So the fact no brains come out is no proof to say it wasn't a trefa. Therefore you can't check with your hands, but rather you have to check on top of the skull with a needle. Smor says, this time I have a proof. The Rabbi Yehuda, who the bodik the yodah. Yehuda was the one that says you have to make the bdika with your hands. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. that the boydikin lechuda biyad, clearly, if you want to check out the bite that a chuda weasel did to a bird, you have to use your hands. Avledim esamer, but you should not use a needle, because then you may cause a nekev to come, and you stand be mechal m'moy m'shay Yisrael. Now, what's going to be nishpor etzem? Let's say the bone of the skull was broken. Avapish lenikev, krum shemoyach, even though there's no hole in the krum, in the membrane of the moyach, that's also called a treifa. So at this time, this is a good proof to say, you just the one that says, the v'dika should be done biyad. The more stamiests, hagufa kashya stamastir here. Or Marta first, he's saying, boitikin l'chulda biyad. You could check out the bite of a chulda with your hand. But you cannot check it out with a needle. Alma, what do you say? Is lebedikusa, that it's possible to check out the skull light, to check out the bird, to make sure there's no nekiv. Vodatorna, then you learn what's going to be nishpor etzim. Let's say the skull broke. Afapi shlenikava krum, even though krum shamech, even though there's no nekiv on the membrane around the brains, it's a trefa. Alma, what do we see? Less lebedikusi, cannot test it out. Because just on the fact that the skull broke and there's no nekiv in the krum, why should it be a trefa? Elamite must be that there is a nekiv there. So you see, it's not possible to check it out. That's why I say it's a trefa. So we're into like this. Seifa, I'll tell you, osim liyoif shomayim. The Seifa is talking about a knife that goes in the water. Hoyol v'yein lo krum, since it doesn't have any membrane. Therefore, once the skull breaks on such a bird, the bird of the water, that's a treifa. Where's the question? Aim like krum, how could the sakabatik, it's possible to say it has no membrane, how did the brain stay there? Elements are like this. Since it's krum, since its membrane is very soft, therefore you can't check it out for its nekiv. But in a regular bird, in a chlami, you could check it out. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman Rav Onon, Mar Omar Shmuel Bodik Biyodo Marsher, you said the word that Shmuel checked out the bite of a weasel with his hands, and he was Marsher it. But, and also, Vahuna Chavrin, Huna, our friend, Omar Rav, says over the name of Rav, that Bodik Biyodo Marsher, you also checked out the bite of a weasel with his hand, and said his kosher. But I, Tony Levi, we learned that Levi learned, that these treifas that we have in the first Mishnah, the Chum said, the Yudchas treifas Yavar Behema, Kinegdoin Be'oif, that the same type of treifas applied by a bird also. Just Yasra Leim, we added on to the treifas by a bird, Yasra Leim Oif, Nishpor Etzim, the case where the skull broke by the skull of the bird, Afa Pishta Nikum Krum Shamayach, even though there's no neck, there's no hole, through the membrane of the moyach. Zachary told me before that Shai have to check it out. You see, without a krum, it's kosher. Without a nekev, it's kosher. And here we're saying, even without a nekev, since the etzem, the skull was broken, that's a treifa. And the answer was, oh, Malay, you answered back, that's the one we had before. A bird that's in the, stays in the water. Hoyo v'yein le krum, since it doesn't have a membrane at all. Again, the question is, ain le krum psakad aitach, is it possible to say it has no membrane? How could it live? Since this membrane of this type of a bird is very soft, therefore once the skull breaks, that's a treifa. Another one says, there was once a chicken. They sent it in front of Rav Masna. But the shayla was, nish baretzim, the skull broke, for the nik of krum shemayah, but we did not find any hole in the membrane around the brains, heve. So what's the loch of the yachshin instead of kosher? Omelet, he said back to him again, the question is, I, what Tony Levi learned, that treifus shemonach hachom of behema, the yudches treifus that we learned about, a behema, kinegdan v'yoif, all those treifus also apply, pasla a knife, a bird. Yes, we learned, there's even another one more by a bird than there is by a behema, and that's this case of oif, that nishpor etzim, that if the skull broke, even though there's no hole going through the krum, the membrane of the mayach, it's still called a treifa. Or Malayans, back again, hosam b'yav shemayim again, here that we say you can't check it out, it's always a treifa, that's only by this bird of the water. Hoyo v'yein l'krum again, doesn't have any membrane. So first again, ein l'krum sakadatech, as the apostle said, it has no membrane, how can it live? Elayim, rather, something like this, her l'krum erach, since the membrane is very soft, therefore, once the skull breaks on this, that's for sure going to be a treifa. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shizbi bodek b'shimsho. Rav Shizbi checked out like this head that was bitten by the weasel. He checked out by the sun. He put it up to the sun and looked clearly to see if he finds a neck of a nut. Rav Yema bodek b'mayi, he would check it out in water. And Rashi says, it means to say he would take out all the mayach, all the brains from the skull, and then he would fill it up with water, and he would see if anything leaks out of it. That's the way he would check out to see if there's a nekev in the groin of the mayach. Rav Acha b'Yakov bodak b'gilad d'chitza, he would check it out with the